thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Jude 1:24, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling. Pick friends who respect your values. Otherwise, you will end up under pressure to compromise your convictions to maintain their friendship. That's too high a price to pay. Joseph said no to sexual advances of his boss's wife, and there's a lesson for you in his story. There are people in the workplace who will push every button and probe every weakness you have in order to bring you down to their level. And if they succeed, they'll attack you rather than appreciate you. So what should you do? Turn to God for help. From 1 Corinthians 10:13, He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. When someone seeks to compromise your character, God promises to make a way of escape so you don't have to succumb to temptation. Even if your decision results in you being penalized, alienated, or terminated, ask God for courage to do the right thing. His promise to you is, "Those who honor me, I will honor." Remember, it's better to be alone and walk with God than to give in to temptation, violate His word, and compromise your convictions by going along to get along. When you stand tall and do the right thing, you bring honor and glory to God. Jude writes, "To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore." That's Dealing with the Temptation to Compromise from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.